Okay, here we go. 5 ideas of Parsha Shalach Tavshanayin Tess. Our learning should be in Tzchus for first of about two Beif Gabadya. B'soch Shocha Yisrael, Tavan Hanach Mordechai B'fer HaSimcha, B'soch Shocha Yisrael. Also, Lili Nishmas, all the holy Jews who were killed Chav Sivan in the year 1171 in France. Torah should be Lili Nishmasom, and there should be Zeichet, B'ez Shem, to continue to have a tremendous Aliyah in Shemaim. First idea comes to us from the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma writes, Pasuk writes, Yud Gimel Tazayin, Veikra Moshe Lehoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Moshe called Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Rashi comments that Moshe davens for Yehoshua. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should deliver you from the council of the spies. What's going on over here? Why is Moshe only davening for Yehoshua? Rashi's Lashon is Spala Allah Ka Yehoshua Chamiyatzos Miraka. But why is Moshe singling out Yehoshua for a special tefillah? And Meshech Chachma has a beautiful insight. He says, you have to understand, at the end of the day, Moshe knew that the Meraglim are going to see the people of Amalek. If you look back in Shemos, Yedzayin, Yud Gimel, who was the one that actually weakens Amalek? It's Yehoshua. Yehoshua is the one who won the war. So following the war, the Klai Yisrael were frightened of Amalek and the other nations. And what was going to happen now if the returning spies come and say that they're going to be very scared about Amalek who lives in the Negev, which they did in Pasuk Chav Tes, and now they're going to say that Yehoshua, who is the great hero against Amalek, and he was even terrified, and he was even paralyzed. Maybe at the end of the day, they would give up hope and understand that they would think that they were not able to be able to go in. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Yehoshua specifically, because Yehoshua was the koach against Amalek earlier in the first time when we meet Amalek when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure that Klai Yisrael not only never lost hope against Amalek, but specifically for Yehoshua, that the koach of Yehoshua never lost hope against Amalek. Rav Huna writes that the Amalek of nowadays, the Avodah Zarah nowadays, is the ability to not believe in ourselves. This is the culture around us, is to think that everything negative about ourselves. He says, you want to know what the Amalek, the Avodah Zarah is in our generation? Is not believing in ourselves, right? Even Rav Tzadok writes, when the Meraglim come back, they say, in our eyes and in their eyes, we were grasshoppers. How do they know what in their eyes they were grasshoppers? Because when a person has a lack of self-confidence, says Rav Tzadok, you start thinking what other people think about you. And says the Meshech Chachma, and says Rav Huner, and says really Rav Tzadok, this whole idea. Meshech Chachma starts off as a why davka Moshe davens for Yehoshua, to make sure that we have to fight, that Yehoshua didn't lose hope against Amalek, even when things look bad. And Rav Huner says, the Amalek nowadays, really the Avodah Zarah. And Rav Tzadok says that that's exactly the whole point of the grasshoppers. I understand what they thought. What about what the giants thought? Because when a person has a lack of self-confidence, you start conjuring up in things what people think about you. Beautiful insight. Let's move on to idea number two. Idea number two, Rav Moshe, this third week in a row with Baruch Hashem, we said Meshech Chachma and Rav Moshe is together. So Rav Moshe writes in the Kol Ram, the Sefer that they came out with beautiful new toys from Rav Moshe, and Perek Yugim HaPasuk Lamed. And what happens? The Meraglim come back, and Kalev quiets them, everyone down, Vayaskov Elasam El Moshe, Vayomer, Alo Nalev Yerashnu, So Kiyacho Nuchala. We can do it, guys. Don't be scared. At the end of the day, they might be big, but don't be scared. Says Rav Moshe, at the end of the day, we know that that Kalev was rewarded for what he did here. He showed a different spirit, Yadav Chav Dalet, and he was rewarded. But if says Rav Moshe, at the end of the day, for all practical purposes, and the results didn't yield any much fruit. Meraglim still died, and a lot of Klai Yisrael, and they were put in for 40 years. So at the end of the day, why is Kalev rewarded? And Rav Moshe says such a beautiful insight. He says, even though Kalev's success didn't bring many fruits, and at the end of the day, it didn't bring that many people, it didn't actually persuade other people to start believing in the Rabbonu Shalom and not be scared, even for that little bit of hope, a little bit of courage and bravery that Kalev showed, it's an amazing thing. And Rav Moshe writes, even for small things in the spirituality in ruchnias, even if it's a little thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's great weight. The af she'eino moil el zman kotzer having nami dover godu ma'od, says Rav Moshe. Even when things are so small, you might think that they're small, but they have tremendous weight with their bonus shalom. And when Kalev steps up here, says Rav Moshe, we see that. And he's rewarded for this, even though it didn't bear much fruit. This reminds me of the idea from the Kalev Rebbe, Zuchus Hagan Aleinu, who just passed away about a month and a half ago. The Kalev Rebbe of Eretz Yisrael writes by Miriam, right, at the end of the parsha, we know that the Klai Yisrael waited for Miriam when she had tzaras for a week. And Chazal brings down, why did they wait for Miriam? Because Miriam waited by Moshe when he was in the river back in Parsha Shmos. Does Miriam think that at the end of the day she would have that chus that Klai Yisrael would wait for? No. But at the end of the day, the power of small actions, says the Kalev Rebbe, the power of small actions has a tremendous effect. That's the inside of Rav Moshe, and that's the inside of the Kalav Rebbe. Moving on to idea number three. I'm going to stay on the same pasuk. This, I couldn't not say this in the five words. The Eish Kodesh, the Pizetz, the Rebbe, the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto, he writes on the same pasuk. Ki yacho nuchala, right? All the Meragim come back and say, we're scared, we can't do it, and everyone starts being terrified, and Kalav says, don't worry, we can do it. Says the Eish Kodesh, how does his answer actually answer their question? Their question is all about the giants and the fruits and the people that they're terrified from. How is Kalev's answer an answer? Ki yachol nuchal, don't worry guys, we can do it. What is this, a Nike commercial, Avdil? Says the Eish Kodesh, such a deep yisod. He says at the end of the day, says the Eish Kodesh, the Kalev was telling the Kalev, so stop thinking naturally. Stop thinking with your brain. That Al Pi Teva, we can't beat these guys. They're 20-0, they never lost a battle, 100%. But ki yachol nuchala means the Rabbeinu Shem doesn't work with us on a tevatik way. He doesn't work with us in a natural way, he works lamala mina teva. Ki yachol nuchala means, don't worry boys, chevra, we're not in this world naturally. Lamala mina teva, we're above this world. And if you think big things, you'll get big things. This actually reminds me of another piece of Eish Kodesh, on Shavuos from a few weeks ago. He writes, the Eish Kodesh writes, shil malas esa yinayalem yinayavu azri, Hashem, I lift up my eyes to the heavens. Where is my helper going to come from? My helper is the one who created Shemayim Varetz. Says the Eish Kodesh in Shavuos. Hashem created everything. What's Ose Shemayim Varetz? What does it have to do there? It seems to be so extraneous. Says the Eish Kodesh. When a Jew realizes that Hashem Ose Shemayim Varetz, just like Hashem created Shemayim Varetz with the snap of his fingers, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought Shemayim Varetz like that. So too, when a Jew feels like they're at the end and there's no Yeshua, there's no salvation out, Ezrimi Hashem Oseh Shemayim Varetz. Kodesh Baruch Hu could snap his fingers and bring that salvation. You can just imagine, this is what he's telling to the Talmidim, to his family, when the war so get what they're living from. But I truly believe that this Torah in Parsha Shalach and in the Torah from Shavuos is very, very, very much connected. Although Na'ala means stop thinking with your brain and logically, rationally. Start thinking with Lamala Medetavar. You have a connection with the Rabbeinu Shem. As you imagine, me and my Mavarts, Kodesh Baruch Hu can be tremendous Yeshuas. Beautiful two insights of the Eish Kodesh. Moving on to idea number four. And we jump now to in the middle of the Parsha, Perek Tazvav, Pasuk Chof Alf. By the mitzvah of Chala, May Reishis Arisosechem, Tinu HaLashem Truma L'Dorosechem. The beginning of your dough, you shall lift up for the Rabbeinu Shem. And says the Chesed L'Havrom, which I believe it was the son of the Tver Shlomo, if I'm correct. Chesed L'Havrom is the son of the Tefer Shlomo, he gives us a very big insight. Reishis Arisosechem. He says in anything in life, but specifically the beginning of your day, Reishis Arisosechem Tinu Lashem Truma. Make sure at the beginning of your day, it starts off with a Torah thought in your head. It starts with Moda'ani. It starts with washing your hands. And that sets the bar, that sets the day for the rest of the time. It sets the day. That's what Reishis Arisosechem. It doesn't just mean by the mitzvah of Chala, the beginning should be Tinu Lashem Truma. It means the beginning of the day specifically, right? All the Svarim write, the Sichus Barav Hashem has a whole mimer on this. How a person starts his day, it's a domino effect for the rest of the day. The way you start your day, if you have a Torah, a thought, a Moda'ani, a Trumonei, a Gudnitilas Adayim, it sets the day for the rest of the day. And this is what the Kotzker says, right? The Ramah tells us, we should Yiskaber Kari, you should get up like a lion. But the Kotzker says, if you want to get up like a lion, you have to go to sleep like a lion too. What does it mean to go to sleep like a lion? You can't go to sleep at 2 and expect to have koyach to be able to get up at 6. You have to, like the Chavetz Chaim says, to get 8 hours of sleep. If you want to get up like a lion, you have to sleep like a lion. Says the Chesed L'Avraham, when you get up, make sure that it's Kodesh. It's Tidnu Lashem Teruma. And the Kotzker says, go to sleep like a lion, get up like a lion. You want to get up like a lion, go to sleep like a lion too. And finally, fifth and final idea comes to us from the Imre Emes, the son of the Sfas Emes, the end of the Parsha, of the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Tezvav mem man tizgru v'asisem es kol mitzvav yisem kidoshin la'lokeichem. Right, you should remember my mitzvahs and you shall perform them. You should be holy. Says the Imre Emes kidoshin la'lokeichem, that even your holiness, af hakedusha chayves liyos l'shem shemaim kidoshin la'lokeichem. Make sure that even your holiness is also for the Rabbeinu Shem. Kidoshim la'lokeichem. You're not just holy for yourselves, but you have the proper thoughts in mind that what you're doing, why you're doing it, is to be close to the Rabbeinu Shem. The Baal Shem Tov tells us in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, the beginning of the second parak, the Mishnah says, think of these three things will never come to sin. The first thing he says, da mala mala mimcha, know what's above you. And the Mishnah goes on to tell us different things, but it says, no, it says the Baal Shem Tov, da mala mala mimcha, You want to know how they're going to treat you upstairs? Mimcha. Damala mala, mimcha. It comes from you. It comes from your actions. The way you act is the way you'll be treated in the Beis Din Shalmada. The way you act down here, that'll be the way that the Rebbeinu Shem treats you. Let's just review these five ideas. The Meshech Chachma says, why does Moshe single out Yeshua specifically? Because it says the Meshech Chachma, Yeshua was the great victor against Amalek. And if Yeshua came back with doubts against Amalek, then all Chais will come back with doubts. When Rebbeinu tells us the Amalek nowadays is the Avodah Zarah. What's the Avodah Zarah, the Amalek nowadays? It's not believing in ourselves. That's what Rav Tzadok says. They said, in our eyes and in their eyes, we were grasshoppers. The second idea of Moshe, Kalev's rewarded for singing Yochon Nochon Allah. He didn't bring anyone. He barely had anyone who changed teams. Mostly no one changed teams. Says Rav Moshe, no, even though he didn't bear so much fruit, his efforts and his ruchnius, it's all about the little things. It's even the trying, even in ruchnius, even that spiritual elevation for 1 second has tremendous weight to their Rebbeinu Shem. And this is what the Kalev Rebbe said by Miriam. Miriam waited by Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka by the river, and years later, Klaiso waited for her because of the small actions, the power of her small deeds. The two ideas from the Eish Kodesh and the same pasuk, you give a lament. How is that an answer to their fears and their screams about being scared to go into Eretz Yisrael? It has the Eish Kodesh. Kalev is saying, stop thinking tevetik. Stop thinking naturally and rationally and logically. Start thinking alonala. Lamala meditava. We're Jews. We have an ultimate connection to the Moshe Rabbeinu above this world. And that's exactly what he says by Shavuos. Hashem, you're my helper who created Shemayim V'aretz. The same way you created Shemayim V'aretz, with a snap of your fingers, when the Jews at the end, the Kodesh Baruch Hu could bring Yeshua. The doctors might have given hope, and all the hospitals might have given up, but the fourth idea from the Chesed of Ram. The Chesed of Ram from Radomsk tells us, from the beginning of your chali, you should lift up for the Rebbeinu Shem. But says the Chesed of Ram of Am Yisachar of Radomsk, when you wake up in the morning, lift it up for the Rebbeinu Shem. Make sure that the first thought that comes to your mind is Moida Ani, is the Torah thought you learned it from the day before. You start your day off right. And that's exactly what the Kotzker says. You have to get up. Rather, Ramal writes, Yiskaber Kari. But the Kotzker, if you want to get up like a lion, you have to go to sleep like a lion too. Make sure to get a proper amount of sleep. But finally, fifth and final idea, the Emet says, that even your Kedusha, that even your Ruchni's things, it should be for the Rabbonu Shem. It shouldn't just be for your own self. Kedusha has to be the Shem Shemam. Kedoshim Nalokechem. It says about Shem Tov, Dam Malam Alam Mimcha. You want to know how they're going to treat you upstairs? Mimcha. What are you thinking about down here? What are you thinking about? How are you doing? How are you growing? Especially in the time of the summer, what are you doing in your kedusha and your Torah to make sure that we take Shavuos to take the Torah into the summer months? We should zochah bez Hashem to fight off the Malik of our generation, be able to make sure that we always believe in a little bit. Every little mitzvah counts. Every little learning counts. Every little chesed counts. To make sure that we live in this world, but above this world, to understand at the end of the day, to wake up like a lion, to wake up with holy thoughts, and Bez Hashem to work on our Kedusha, to make sure that it's the Shem Shemaim, and to understand that everything we do will have tremendous effects in the upper worlds. If we want to be treated in the right way, we have to be Bez Hashem to do our best and put our best foot forward.